It's time for Real Estate Roundup. This is the time every single week we get together with noted real estate agent Terry Story. Terry is a 30-year veteran with Keller Williams, located in Boca Raton, Florida. Welcome back to the show, Terry.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
I was wondering whether there's been any information about home prices and rising water levels.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people ask me about the rising water level. And to me, I don't think much of it because I don't see it around me, but it's always, you know, what's around you. So, you know, for example, that what they're claiming is that there's been a $15.8 billion in lost home values.
Like reduction in prices.
Correct.
Because,
from 2005 to 2017 because of this. So, for example, the top cities with the biggest value decline, Ocean City, New Jersey, followed by Miami Beach, followed by Hollywood, Florida, and then Charleston, South Carolina, and then St. Petersburg. So there is a real problem. It does exist. It's not.
It's not actually out there in the consciousness yet. It's really hard to see. You need a study to look at the individual statistics to tell what's going on.
Correct. Correct.
Florida has experienced the greatest relative loss of home values: $5.4 billion. New Jersey, $4.5 billion, and New York, $1.3 billion. So maybe it's a problem that's beginning to take hold, and maybe you'll start seeing it more and more.
Right.
All right, I want to ask you a question. This has to do with something that you're very familiar with, because as a realtor, you're dealing with closings all the time.
Right.
There was a question that was posed that someone moved into a community and was provided with a set of the recorded governing documents of that community, and there was no size limit on pet dogs, but this person had a large dog, and now he's received a violation notice indicating that these dogs are not allowed. Apparently, he didn't see the most recent documents, and he wants to know, does he have to follow the current rule because he was given old documents?
It's kind of like, I didn't know that was, you couldn't run the red light, officer.
Yeah.
I didn't read that.
I didn't know I could make a left
test.
Turn.
You know. From the right lane. Yeah. So here's the deal.
Yeah.
This is a very common situation. You go to sell a condo, townhome, what have you. The seller provides their agent the condo docs or governing documents. They give them to the other realtor. The realtor gives them to the buyer, and they are old. They haven't seen an amended set in
years.
They're
like on parchment paper.
They're on parchment paper. You know, folks, if you receive something like this, please know that there's probably an updated set. So as a seller, it's highly advisable that you get an updated, fresh set. Why is it so important for you as a seller? Because any time prior to closing, if there's a document that's missing or incorrect, it could be grounds for the buyer walking, you know, from the closing. So you don't want that to happen. And then B, as a buyer, call the association. Make sure you got the most updated set of documents, especially when it comes to pets.
Especially.
Pets and rent rules. Those are the two sticking
and pickup
points.
Trucks.
And pickup trucks. Oh my gosh, the pickup trucks.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, it's common sense, but it's something that could be easily overlooked. There's so many other things to pay attention to.
That's right.
During a closing. And that's why a realtor will bring that to your attention. I think that's a good point
there.
Okay. So we're looking at an article that says, are property taxes too high? And the answer is yes, but they could be worse. If you think your property taxes are too high, a recent study by WalletHub.com has data to back you up. But it also shows that taxpayers in other states would gladly trade tax bills with you. And we have got some stats here to help support this. Florida is 26th out of 50 states and the District of Columbia when it comes to what's called the effective real property tax rate. So that's kind of the percentage that you pay per dollar value.
We're in the middle.
We're in the middle. Okay. We kind of know that a lot of states have much higher tax rates. For example, you would think that Hawaii would have a higher tax rate, and of course, New Jersey. What else does this say?
Well, what's interesting about those states is they have actually a lower tax rate, but the value of their properties is so much higher. So when you multiply it out, that's why they're paying exorbitantly more in their taxes.
So the effective tax rate for Florida could be 1%.
Yep.
But average house could be 300,000.
Correct.
Right?
Where in Hawaii,
it's a half of 1%. But $800,000 is the price of the house.
It's a starter home.
Yeah, so they actually have some stats here. So with the Florida tax rate, using a house worth $193,500, that's just a kind of a median value in 2017, the Florida tax rate was 0.98%. which results in a bill of $1,897. Hawaii, a property owner in Hawaii, would only get a bill for $525, and someone in New Jersey would pay nine times more, $4,725.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Now, but the median home price in Hawaii is $563,000, so you're going to be paying more than three times the actual tax. So that's really
yep.
the issue.
Yep.
So prices are not as high as in other areas of the country. Tax rates relative to the price of the home may be higher. The percentage tax, interesting idea there.
Yeah, see, I didn't know we were ranked around, you know, 26 out of the 50 states. So that's kind of exciting. We're in the middle.
Yeah, in the middle.
So we're expensive, but we're not.
Average.
We're just average.
You don't want to be
average. Florida, average Florida.
All right. You know, I was wondering, with the economy so good, are you seeing any rise in foreclosures?
You know, Steve, I saw one for the, actually, I say I saw one. I'm actually almost involved in one. I haven't seen a short sale in a long, long
yeah.
time. And one of my listings.
Well, define a short sale.
So a short sale is when you're upside down. In other words, you owe more than the house is worth.
Okay. So you're going to sell it. And you're not going to be able to pay off the mortgage.
Correct.
And that money's going to have to come from somewhere.
From somewhere.
So you're short.
So if you have money, it's going to come out of your pocket.
Yeah.
If you don't have money, then you're going to go to the bank and say, I beg for forgiveness. Please write this off, which I don't know that they're going to do anymore. They yeah. did in the heyday. So the bottom line is.
But you still have to pay taxes on that. If the
yes.
bank does that, you're going to get
you're
a surprise.
Pay. Correct.
That's right.
So it's kind of like a pre-foreclosure. It's what you see first before it goes to foreclosure. Foreclosures are happening a lot quicker when they drop the gauntlet
at the courthouse, so to speak.
Right, exactly. So I really haven't seen much. This is my first.
So this may go. So it's a race between you and the bank now. If you're trying to sell the property first before
the
bank
takes it over.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right. Interesting
yep.
stuff. My guest, as always, is Terry Story, a 30-year veteran with Keller Williams, located in Boca Raton, Florida, and can be found at terrystory.com. Thanks, Terry.
Thanks for having me, Steve.